Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat, on this 15th of February. Today's suggested topic is tell a story from the past or something about grandparents. So I'm going to talk a little bit about my grandfather. I was raised by my paternal grandparents. And my grandmother, I don't really know much about her, strange as it may sound. But I was closer to my grandfather than my grandmother, even though she had more to do with the child-rearing aspect of me. My grandfather and I talked more. He was born in 1912, and he died February 11th of 1998. He came over from Jalisco, Mexico, where he was born, and when he was 13, and he lived in a railroad yard and eventually got a job as a laborer and promoted to foreman for the Burlington Northern Railroad Company, where he was living on there. I don't think they knew he was living there, but anyway. He also worked for the Department of Labor as a field rep. My grandfather, I don't want to think he had a hard life, but I'm pretty sure he did. And he taught me a lot of the stuff that he experienced about discrimination and that my life would be hard because I'm Mexican and female, so it was a double whammy. He told me never take no for an answer. If I felt that I deserved something, whether it be a promotion or a job or just to fight for, you know, what I believe in and what I felt I was not entitled to, but what I deserved if I earned it. I was taught English first and Spanish second. He taught me not to speak Spanish in front of people who didn't understand because it was rude. He taught me that marriage is difficult and it's even more difficult when you marry outside your culture. He taught me that my husband and my children are a reflection of me. He taught me don't live outside your means. Don't buy anything with plastic because it just means that you don't have the money. And you're going to start digging yourself into a hole. He taught me never back down from a fight. And I did experience a fight in eighth grade. And my grandfather was there to help me along. And not the moral of it, but he told me after I beat up my bully that he said, tomorrow when you go to school, everybody's going to be your friend. And you just have to remember the friends that were there when you were a nobody. And basically, you know, your friends and your family are the ones that pick you up from the gutter when you're laying there and you're pissing your vomit and they take you home and clean you up. Those are the people that you're loyal to. Those are the people that matter most in your life. He taught me stuff like everybody's your friend as long as you're buying. He taught me that if I date someone longer than a year and I don't have an engagement ring, that I need to reassess that relationship. We traveled a lot when I was young. We went to Mexico every year for 3 months. He taught me about history, my culture, family traditions. Oh my God, you have to take care of your own. And it's all taken care of within the family. You don't share anything outside the family. You don't. There was no going to counselors or, there was always somebody in the family that, you know, took care of everyone and everything. And my grandfather was kind of the head of the family. People came to him for money, for advice, whatever they needed. They always went to my grandfather. My dad was kind of supposed to have that position in the family, but something went terribly wrong. And then when I started with the family, my dad made sure that that didn't work. My grandfather also taught me about loyalty, honesty, sincerity, integrity, but mostly about family, responsibility. Always be on time. There's a joke about Mexicans always being late, but he always told me to be on time. And I think that's it for right now, because I ran out of time.